From the January white sales at your local department store, or on your way out for an evening with friends, or on your way out to rob a bank or do something interesting like that after all the holidaying of recent weeks and the mundane things you did. Whatever your choice, Gene Rayburn and Monitor 65 are on hand to keep you company, keep your radio speaker full of interesting, entertaining sounds, some of which Lawrence Welk is in the process of producing right now. Son to be appearing in hit Broadway shows at the same time, but that's what's happening to the acting Aldas, Robert and Alan. The elder Alda, that's a interesting phrase, the elder Alda. You came up with that, huh? Elder Alda speaking. The elder Alda is Robert. He's appearing with Steve Lawrence in the musical What Makes Sammy Run, while son Alan is one half of a two-character play called The Owl and the Pussycat. How a father feels to have his son follow so closely in his footsteps and vice versa is just part of what Monitor reporter Barbara Walters talked about with them.
Robert Alda, we'll start with the father first. That's only polite, I think.
Thank you, Barbara.
Is your son truly following in your footsteps? Is he the same kind of actor and playing the same sort of roles that you did and do?
He's playing the kind of roles I think that I might have wanted to do. And as far as following in my footsteps, I think the same thing would apply with him as would apply in somebody even out of the business, you know, kind of like each generation gets a little better. So I'm inclined to think that he's maybe even a little better actor than I am.
That's very nice.
Were you for his becoming an actor? Did you want him to?
I wasn't for or against. I did things with him very early in his life where I thought we would get rid of all of these inhibitions. Naturally, he was exposed to the theater, to motion pictures, much more so than a lot of other children might be. So I thought, well, if he's got any hidden inhibitions, why, a good way to get rid of them so that he doesn't run off and join a circus would be to expose him and give him something to do. So I remember way back where we used to do shows at the Hollywood Canteen, and we kind of did Abbott and Costello routines, and it doesn't make any difference who did Abbott or who did Costello, but I thought that this was a way of of getting these inhibitions out of them. And then eventually, when he showed more and more signs of wanting to be in the theater, we had only one little discussion, and that was whether or not he should finish his college education. And we talked about dropouts even that far back.
Mm-hmm.
I think I won in the sense that I convinced him, and I think he was smart enough to realize that my point was right, that today, more than ever, education is so important.
I must say, I'm sure many people do say this to you, that you don't look as if you have a son Alan's age. How old are you, Alan, if I can put you on the spot?
Well, it's not putting me on the spot. That's
putting Daddy on the spot.
I'm 28.
Yeah, I often say he's in his mid-20s, you know. That helps a little bit. But
part of the time he says I'm in my mid-20s. Other times he says I'm 18.
Are you married?
I'm married. I have three girls.
How do you explain the children?
Well, they're my nieces, you see.
He never explained that to me.
I keep training them to call me Uncle Bob.
You both seem very happy together and at peace with each other, really. Are you an only child?
I was until my present brother was born. He was born 8 years ago.
You can refer to him as your nephew and get even.
As a matter of fact, my young son and his children are just about the same age. He's about the youngest uncle we know of.
I think of him as my son instead of my brother.
Well, we're really confused, aren't we?
Bob Aldo, do you treat this young son very differently than you did Alan? Have you learned or changed any of your fatherly approaches?
Not really, except that now there is an age difference, you know. I'm not the young 22 and 23-year-old father that I was then. I'm a little bit older, without having to add Alan's age to it, I am. So I find that I can't do all the things that I used to do with Alan, you know, the companionship, the playing of the ball, or going horseback riding, or perhaps swimming together. I try my very best, but I found out that, my aching back suddenly catches up with me. So we try to make up for that in other ways.
Alan Alda, did you want to sing?
Well, I've been in a musical already, which unfortunately didn't run very long, called Cafe Crown, and I sang a little in that. And I do want to sing, yeah. I think he's
very fortunate because his wife is a musician.
Yes.
And she can help him a great deal with any kind of music. I noticed a great improvement in his voice. I always kind of recall him as a kind of a tone-deaf youngster, but this is all gone, and he has good resonance and good timbre in his voice, and now being around music so much helps him a great deal. I think he'll be able to do a musical someday.
Alan Alda, I want to ask you a question about the play that you're in now, The Owl and the Pussycat.
Yeah.
This is the first Broadway show in which a Negro girl has been cast in a part which does not call for her to be a Negro. The fact that she is a Negro has absolutely nothing to do with her role.
We never mention it in the play.
That's right.
Yeah.
And when the play was written, it was not written for Diana Sands,
That's
who does
right.
play the role. I wonder what the audience's reaction to this has been.
They seem to ignore it just as much as we do. As far as we know from people coming back and talking to us, and from what people have written in reviews about it, if they notice, and I suppose, you know, obviously they do, notice her race when the play starts for about the first minute. After that, they're caught up in the stuff of the play, caught up in the story, which is strong enough that these people have enough problems without going into that problem, and they don't, and it's not a problem to them, so it's not a problem to the audience.
And interestingly enough, as we talk, our audience might think that this is a serious drama. It is not. It's a comedy.
Oh, it's a very, very funny comedy.
Yeah. Well, I like the way Alan puts it. It's a serious play with a tremendous amount of laughs and humor in it.
Thank you, Alan Alda.
Thank you.
Dad, or Uncle, Robert Alda.
Thank you, Barbara.
This is Barbara Walters reporting for Monitor.
Just 11 days ahead, inauguration day for President Lyndon Johnson, and NBC is making plans for the most complete coverage ever of all the events that make up this historic occasion. The parades, the taking of the oath, the speeches, and the inaugural ball that evening. Incidentally, do you know which president dispensed with the traditional inaugural ball because he thought it was too frivolous? Well, I'll give you a minute to think it over. I'll give you one hint. It wasn't Calvin Coolidge. Meanwhile, you're on the Monitor Beacon. Did you say Woodrow Wilson? Well, then you said the right thing. Incidentally, one of my guests on Monitor next week will be the famous society orchestra leader, Meyer Davis, who played his first inaugural ball for President Harding. He will play for President Johnson on January 20th, and he'll have many interesting things to say about these great affairs and the presidents he met. That's next Saturday, right here on Monitor. This Saturday, right now, as a matter of fact, Al Caiola plays for us. Timely monitor tip for the household. If you're not fortunate enough to have what is sometimes called a mudroom, an entrance room where the family, the kids and the dicks can drop their overshoes and wet coats and umbrellas, you can improvise a substitute. In the corner of the entrance hall or foyer to your apartment or house, put down an ample-sized piece of heavy-duty plastic sheeting. Make sure to turn up part of it against the wall, place a coat rack and umbrella stand on the plastic, and you're in business any wet or muddy outerwear your family can bring in. More tips throughout the weekend on Monitor.